It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do in your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
We couldn't let this week get away without recognizing it's National School Lunch Week, paying tribute to the folks who work in our school cafeterias and lunchrooms. That National School Lunch Program operates as a part of the U.S. Department of Agriculture budget and serves some 30 million students a year. Yeah, it's one of those things in the ag budget labeled as farm spending. Which brings me to the story from the Nebraska Panhandle. At the little town of Potter, where some of the parents this week were not happy to learn that their kids ate special chili at school last week. It had kangaroo meat in it. The head cook, who now is no longer employed at the Potter Dix School District, told the superintendent he added the kangaroo because of its nutritional value and because it's a very lean meat. A past president of the Nebraska School Nutrition Association says school cooks are encouraged to add foods to the menu that students might not usually encounter. But she said she wouldn't have fed kangaroo meat to kids without them knowing it. From This Week in Agribusiness, as many farmers who had been out of the muddy fields got back in this week, there seemed to be an increase in farm accidents. In Brown County, Minnesota, there were two bad accidents the same day. A 19-year-old young man was badly injured as he repaired a manure spreader. That happened south of Sleepy Eye, Minnesota. Then, 2.5 hours later, 15 miles away near New Ulm, a 53-year-old farmer was killed in an accident involving his combine. Family members found him pinned between the combine and the corn head. Later that evening, near Stillman Valley, Illinois, south of Rockford, Illinois, two men escaped serious injury when a truck ran into the back of a combine. With lottery numbers this big, Mega Millions and Powerball totals combined at $1.3 billion, people are pondering what they would do if they won. Well, the experts say, first and foremost, keep your mouth shut. Loose lips sink ships, as one put it. Don't advertise it. Don't tell your mom. Don't tell your dad. The lawyer said word can spread fast, and that's when long-lost friends rear their heads. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by the folks at Case IH. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.